Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. Hosts of the TV show Beacon Retirement Strategies on Channel 4 every Saturday morning. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
If you were forced to retire today, would you be ready? In a new study from MarketWatch, 50% of Americans said they retired unexpectedly. So there's, I guess, a 1 in 2 chance that that could happen to you.
Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Ben Christie here in studio with you this morning. We've got a great show for you today. And let's start with this fact. 50% of Americans retire unexpectedly due to an unforeseen job loss or health issue. But here's the kicker on that. That study was done when unemployment was only 3.6%. So now, unfortunately, it could be five times that number, and it could still be growing every day. So what this means is there's a greater percentage of Americans that could be retiring sooner than they thought. And ask yourself, could you be one of them? And if so, what should you do now? What can you be doing today to prepare yourself?
Well, there's a ton happening, as you know, in unemployment in America today. So coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about four steps you have to take now that could help ensure you're ready for retirement. These are going to include things like how you could protect and potentially maximize your safer sources of retirement income, plus a simple step that could minimize your biggest expense in retirement, plus how successful retirees today are growing their nest egg while trying also to minimize their risk. There's also one thing that could help protect your investments from a shrinking stock market, and that is having a properly diversified portfolio. Diversification and asset class allocation are always critical, Ben. We talk about that on the show all the time.
Absolutely. So today we're going to look at four steps, right? Four steps that could, things you need to pay close attention to, because these are the things that you need to look for to make sure that you are retirement ready. And so, Pete, let's start with our first step this morning. And this is a big one and a very important one. It's to minimize your risk with, like John said, diversification.
Yeah, not just any diversification, but proper and asset class diversification. Many people feel like they're diversified and they really aren't that properly diversified. See, what happens is we chase after things that have already gained momentum, and by then it's probably too late, but that's what we do. You know, oil goes down, so everybody wants to put all their money in oil, and then something else gets, you know, the hot commodity, and they want to put it all into gold or whatever. And so we get way out of diversification because we chase after certain things instead of always staying properly diversified. According to Think Advisor, it says diversification is key. In light of recent volatile market swings, now is a good time to review your portfolio to ensure that retirement income stream will be resilient enough to withstand the next inevitable recession. So again, you should always be ready because we don't know health-wise, job-wise, or otherwise when something could, drive us into retirement. So we have to be diversified. And you need to minimize your risk. And there are ways to know this, but most people are not. And one of the offers that we'll make today is that we'd love to be able to look at the rebalancing and the diversification of your investments to really see, John, if people are properly diversified. What do you run into? What do you think as people come in and talk to us?
Well, I think there's a couple of risks right now. Whether you're talking about coronavirus or just the general economy, the things like properly diversification, asset class diversification, they're always going to be there. The worst thing you can do now is nothing, or to think that you don't have options, because properly diversifying your portfolio is really going to help you with prevention on things like risk and income, having the income that you're going to need, risk and events that can hit your portfolio that can really affect your performance or your income across the board. And so, you know, a lot of things that we're dealing with right now relative to diversification is People were never actually talked to about proper diversification. People, we call it is asset class diversification. And they still haven't talked about it, even though we've been dealing with all the volatility of the market. So if you're not going to talk about it when the market's going up and you're not going to talk about it when the market's going down, when are you going to talk about it? According to the U.S. News and World Report, diversification, or why diversification is important in investing, this is what they say. Diversification is spreading your risk across different types of investments, the goal being to increase your odds of investment success. Well, everybody wants to have investment success. It's like saying, since no one can know for certain who is going to win this race, let's bet on everyone. Well, that's not a great strategy, but that's a strategy that most people employ instead of having like an income plan that is going to provide income like we talk around here, regardless of what the market's doing. And again, you know, Pete, even now in this market, there's great opportunity. And so I tell folks all the time, even if it's just a 15-minute phone call, if you're, you know, we're sitting at home right now, at least through the 1st of May, and I don't think the economy, even if Tennessee starts back up the 1st of May, people aren't going to be going out in droves. So you got a lot of time at home. I don't know anyone that doesn't have 15 minutes to at least address something that's this important.
Yeah, so keep that in mind, folks. Throughout the show, you'll hear about the fact that we're wanting to keep you safe and healthy. And so what we're offering is just to begin with a 15-minute phone call with one of the advisors in our office to generally just ask your questions and see if there's more you should do or if you're good enough right there. 615-619-1615. And I think of, a certain fruit or vegetable that maybe gets really hot and everybody wants, it's watermelons now. Everybody's got to have watermelon. So, you know, that's going to be the cure to all our illnesses and everything. So a guy that's sitting on the side of the road selling veggies and everything, fruits and vegetables, he gets rid of everything else except watermelons. And then all of a sudden, 6 weeks later, somebody comes out with a story about how bad that they are for somebody. And the next thing is like, nobody wants watermelon, so he's out of business. Well, you've got to stay diversified. I think of my own father-in-law that was in the fishing business commercial. And so they would have a season during a 12-month period where they would fish for lobsters. And then another one, they'd fish for scallops. Another one, they fished for halibut. And another one, they'd be fishing for scallops and then shrimp. And then on and on it went. And they were diversified so that if one type of shellfish or seafood was not as plentiful or in vogue, then there were other ways that they could diversify their income as commercial fishermen. And it's the same with your investments. Things go in and out of, style and popularity, and you need to be well diversified, are you?
Yeah, and I'll just give you a couple examples relative to the market. And this is not to give investment advice that you should go out and do this, but the common misconception is that in a falling market or a volatile market that everything is losing money, there's no opportunities. That's absolutely not true. There are opportunities. And look, if the Dow falls 40% like it did peak to trough in March, you're going to see volatility in your portfolio, but that doesn't mean there's not opportunities. There's always opportunities for your investments. The question is, are you looking for them?
If I can just jump in here too, this is one of those things that we can get started with just a quick 15-minute phone call. That's all it takes. That can be over the phone or even a web-based video conference. So this morning, if you've saved $100,000 or more for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers to schedule a short 15-minute call to get started. Give us a call, 615-619-1615. Again, like John said, don't waste this window of opportunity that you have right now that could protect and grow your IRA and your 401k. So to schedule your free 15-minute consultation, give us a call, 615-619-1615. Again, that number, 615-619-1615.
And don't go anywhere, because when we come back, many tax experts agree that this could be the best opportunity in over 40 years to save a bundle of taxes, hey, I like that, in retirement. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Now back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you have a question for Pete or John, call 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615.
Well, what is a potentially faster and safer way to increase your retirement nest egg right now? It's probably not what you think. The fastest and potentially safer way to increase your nest egg could be by reducing your taxes in retirement. Remember, it's not what you make, it's what you keep that's really going to matter.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Ben Christie here in studio with you today. And we're talking about four steps you must take now that could help ensure you're ready for retirement. That's right, that you're retirement ready. So coming up in this segment, we're going to look at an opportunity of a lifetime that could lower your taxes in retirement and keep more of that money in your pocket where it belongs. But first, John, I want to talk one other thing. Unfortunately, for the time being, you and Pete aren't hosting any, I'll say, in-person educational retirement events for obvious safety reasons. But I know there are several educational webinars that you guys are offering during this time. And again, just because we're staying at home doesn't mean that people can't prepare to retire well.
Well, in fact, I would add to that, that doesn't mean they shouldn't prepare to retire well. Times like these, there are, again, many opportunities. You just got to know what those opportunities are. And you're right, we've got a lot of time at home. And you can only binge watch Netflix so much before you want to branch out a little bit. So you can go to beaconcm.com/webinars. Click on events and you can register for free webinars. And some of these pre-recorded and some are live. They're all between 20 and 25 minutes long and they're all free. It's great content. What we're going to be talking about is how is the coronavirus impacting your retirement? That's a great question that you need to be considering right now. In addition to that, how is the coronavirus going to impact your recovery from whatever you've lost? Those are questions, again, that I think people need to be asking. So how is the coronavirus impacting your retirement? Another webinar on four common mistakes when claiming your Social Security benefits. You know, there's a lot of folks right now, even though this is going on in the economy with coronavirus, you're still having to make decisions on Social Security. Another one, how to navigate market volatility. I'm actually going to be hosting this webinar live Wednesday, April 29th at 11 and 4. And you can register for any of these webinars, again, at our website, beaconcm.com/webinars. And if you take 20 minutes to go listen to this and it prods some questions, make sure that you call our office at 615-619-1615 and just set up a 15-minute phone call to answer your questions. We've been really overloaded in the last several weeks with people that have called in just for a short conversation because they had some questions, and we'd love to do that for you and your family as we continue to navigate these days as a community.
All right, this from the Motley Fool. So you've spent decades grappling with your budget and learning the cost of your lifestyle, right? And guess what? You get to toss most of that knowledge aside and learn a new set of expenses once you retire. Budgeting retirement is a whole new ball game. And there's one expense that will likely trip you up. And we know what it is. It's the big T. And I'm not talking about Tennessee football. It's taxes. So when we're talking four steps to ensure that you are retirement ready, number two on the list this morning is to minimize what could be your biggest expense in retirement, Pete, and that is taxes.
That is taxes. I mean, think about it. If you have $1 million IRA, that's a good thing, but bad news is you don't have $1 million to spend. You might only have $700,000 to spend. $300,000 given in taxes is a huge amount of money. So a lot of times during our working years, it just feels so good to just kick that can down the road and not pay those taxes. But as that money continues to grow and snowball, which it should over 40 years, you putting money in, your employer putting money in, then that grows to a nice size account. And it looks really good on paper, but man, those taxes really hurt. If I had a dime for every client who said, ugh, now that I see how this thing works in retirement and how much I have to pay in taxes out of that, I would have done things differently. I'd be retired right now, too. All those dimes add up. And I'm not kidding. It's a lot of people that say that. Some of you are listening right now, and that's you. And you could preach from the mountaintop. So from MarketWatch, it says the most surprising and complex set of retirement rules that boomers must navigate is the maze of retirement taxes. The rule books are long, 300 pages plus, and the penalties are as high as 50% for underpayment of required minimum distributions. When you add it all up, for an individual with $1 million in retirement savings, these hidden taxes can equate to over $61,000 lost. And then there's lots of unhidden taxes that go along with that. So again, you've got to know the difference between tax planning and tax preparation. The tax preparer just prepares last year's taxes, and that's the extent of it. A tax planner looks 5, 10, 15 years in the future to save you money ongoing, and the savings are not $500 or $1,000. It can be tens of thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars, John.
Yeah, well, and I mean, let's just reset the table with this whole tax conversation a little bit. $23 trillion debt in this country prior to the CARES Act and the stimulus.
Woo.
So the government give us a bridge in this economic times. So far, we're up to $3 trillion in stimulus, okay? And I'm hearing there's going to be a fourth stimulus, maybe around infrastructure, and I get the reasons they're doing it. But look, when the government gives stimulus, that just means that we're all going to be paying for that.
So somebody has to.
If we had $23 trillion in debt going into coronavirus, add another $3 trillion to that, and you might want to take a moment to just pause at what a 26, not million, not billion, trillion dollar number is, and what that could potentially mean to the taxpayer, regardless of your political silo in the future. So what exactly is tax planning? Well, you know, you put it best, Pete, but it's looking forward, not looking in the rearview mirror. And the difference between a CPA and a tax planner is a CPA is looking in the rearview mirror. Mm. We've got taxes extended through July 15th this year. So all of your CPAs are out there. They're looking at 2019. They're looking in the rearview mirror. How can we go back and save you taxes in the future? But what a forward-looking tax planner is looking at is, where do I think taxes are going with a $26-plus trillion debt? And how is that going to impact my clients? That's what a good financial advisor is looking at right now. Because, Pete, we talk about this all the time, but the planning you do right now, huge opportunity. I mean, just absolutely massive. If you don't know what those opportunities are and you think that's crazy, talk to us for 15 minutes and we can prove out to you that there's a massive opportunity right now for people to be taking advantage of. And Pete, this is across all kinds of accounts, but in particular, retirement accounts.
Yeah, those ones that you've kicked the can down the road. They're tax deferred, but they're not tax free. And one day you're going to pay taxes on the harvest, not the seed. And so you've got to be ready. So does your retirement plan include a strategy that addresses taxes with your IRA or 401k? Do you have a tax plan or do you just have a plan to pay taxes?
Well, I'll tell you, I would add to that a little bit in the sense that if we get to actually have a tax conversation with you, you're going to tell us whether you need another elaborate plan or not. Mm-hmm. Because really, the information is just knowledge that you need to have relative to your tax plan. But taxes are not going to be going away. And so they're probably going to be going up with the debt that we have in this country. So having this conversation right now is really critical to your future.
This analysis can be done over the phone or in a web-based video conference.
Right.
And again, it starts by scheduling a simple 15-minute phone call where we get some basic information from you, and then we go to work with a goal to find you the biggest opportunities that can reduce your taxes with your IRA, your 401k, Social Security benefits, investment income. The list goes on and on. So again, this analysis, they don't cost you a dime. There's no strings attached. There's nothing to lose. This is no pressure. This morning, if you've saved more than $100,000 or more for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers to schedule your free 15-minute call with us. Call 615-619-1615 and take advantage of this window of opportunity that's here right now that could literally help you save a small fortune in taxes in retirement. So give us a call this morning. The number, 615-619-1615. Again, that number, 615-619-1615.
So when you retire, you're really going to appreciate that Social Security benefit more than you know. And when we come back, we're going to show you how to maximize your Social Security income so you're better prepared for retirement. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-619-1615. That number is 615-619-1615.
So if you were forced into an early retirement, you're really going to appreciate that Social Security check more than you know. And don't you want the biggest check that you deserve to have? But there's a lot of people that make big mistakes when it comes to claiming their Social Security. And taxes can impact that. Medicare premiums can be impacted. There's other benefits that can be impacted. So how do you claim those benefits? What is the trick? What is the strategy? There is a right strategy that is yours. It's just trying to figure that out is really, really difficult. And so a lot of times it can even fly in the face of what we call conventional wisdom. So you've got to have help with this. We're offering to help. Please, please, if you want to be retirement ready, you've got to maximize your Social Security benefits.
Good morning and welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Max and Ben Christie here in studio with you. And today we're talking about four steps you must take now to ensure that you are retirement ready. And so coming up in this segment, we're going to talk about why following a one-size-fits-all strategy when it comes to claiming your Social Security really could cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars in benefits. So Pete, you and John, you're not hosting any educational retirement dinner events for obvious reasons right now, but you're offering several free educational webinars that I know at this point several hundred people have already taken advantage of to help them learn what they need to know about retirement planning and really putting together a comprehensive strategy when it comes to retirement.
Yeah, and it's so easy today. And with everybody confined to their home, there's great opportunity. And so you can hop on, go to beaconcm.com. That's beaconcm.com/webinars. Let me get that out. beaconcm.com/webinars. Click on events and you can register for free. This is information that you don't have to pay for. There's no cost for it, just a little bit of your time. These are only about 20 to 25 minutes long. We've really just hit the highlights to really make and give you good meat in that information. Things like, how is the coronavirus impacting your retirement? Well, you may not know all the ways that it is, and what can you do about that? Four common mistakes when claiming Social Security, our topic right now. How to navigate through all this market volatility. It goes way down, then it comes way back, and we get all feeling happy and everything, and then it goes back down. How do you really prepare yourself for this? In fact, John is hosting a live seminar on Wednesday, April the 29th. Wednesday, April the 29th, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. If the morning works better, 11 a.m. in the morning. So go to that website and find out how you can get enrolled, get your name on there, and get ready for some great information. Also, the next time you go to YouTube, I know you've been peeking on there lately for various things, trying to figure out how to fix your watch or TV or remote control or whatever. Maybe you're just looking at some nice videos. Well, Beacon Capital Management has a page, and we'd like you to look up some of our new videos because we do teaching segments on there. They're short little clips, maybe 7 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes long on one topic in retirement that you can pull up one at a time and really dive into. And we think you will gain great benefit from that. So these are some opportunities. People can get educated right now in the comforts of their home, and that's a good thing.
Yeah. Education
to be earning good. Money the whole time, just saving money, learning how to put more in their pocket. We love to help people do that.
I enjoy a YouTube video here and there. That's good. So hopefully we sound like a broken record when we say this, but a foundational component of a good retirement plan is always going to be income. Income plan is always going to be foundational for a good retirement plan. So our third step this morning in making sure that you are retirement ready is to maximize your safest source of income, which we know is your Social Security benefits, John.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've had two separate 15-minute phone calls this week with a couple of couples here in Middle Tennessee that were getting ready to make this retirement decision. And one of the individuals I talked with said, half of my money is with a family member who's a financial advisor and half is with my bank. Nothing wrong with that, he said, but my frustration is I've asked them both when and how I should take Social Security. This really happened this week, and neither one of them can tell me. They just say, take it early at 62 or take it full retirement. And I said, well, it's not quite that simple. And so we're doing a Social Security analysis for him. But even if you've earned a modest income through your career, Social Security benefits literally over your life expectancies could add up to six figures in retirement. So it's not a small asset whatsoever. If you earned an average income, it could be worth a few $100,000. And if you've earned above average income, well, the benefits just go up from there. Now, the Motley Fool said, most of us fork over 6.2% of our pay throughout our working career. Now, think about that.
That's quite a bit.
Every year, you probably put 6% or on average in your 401k. Well, you're putting 6.2 into your Social Security. And you may not realize this, but your employer, they chipped in another 6.2. Mm. So each year, between you and your employer, 12.4% of your pay went into Social Security.
That's significant.
Now think about that. If you had put 12.4% a year into a portfolio, yeah, you'd probably expect and want the best return possible out of that asset as you could get, because that money is certainly rightfully yours, and your Social Security is no different.
Well, and John, it's up to you to go get that, because mm-hmm. like the people you're talking with this week, you spoke with earlier, it's not easy. I mean, we know how complicated Social Security is, with over 2,700 rules in the handbook, which they call their program operating manual system. Like, that's going to make it any easier.
Right.
And here's the scary part. The how and when you claim your benefits impacts a whole lot more than just that benefits check, right? We know that you can trigger avalanche of taxes. You can double your Medicare premiums. You can forfeit thousands of dollars sometimes in spousal benefits or other benefits that you may not even realize that you qualify for. And Pete, the traditional rule of thumb here really may no longer be the wise step to take. You can't just claim there's one approach. One size fits all no longer works.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So what we hear the most about is people who say, and sometimes we've said it to folks, that you need to wait until you're 70 years old. The benefit is going to be so much larger than it would be just a few years earlier than that. But for many people, age 62 is the right age. So what in the world is the right thing? According to Motley Fool, it says you might try to delay starting to collect your benefits until age 70, and in order to pull that off, you could plan to draw money out of your IRA or 401k for a few years. But don't just aim for age 70 automatically, though. After all, many people live shorter than average lives, and if your health or family tree suggests that that might be you also, it could make plenty of sense to collect a little bit early. And if the only place you have to draw money, the market is going down, you don't want to be a forced seller in a down market, then that's not a good idea. So again, how that fits into your overall, John, what we always tell people is, make sure that you're just not making this decision with blinders on, but you're looking at the big picture of every income source and every asset and every investment that you as a family have. So again, do you have a good strategy? Who are you talking to? Make this decision with a coordinated effort. So let me ask you this. Have you had an average or above average income throughout your working life? Many of the listeners, many of you have. If so, the traditional rules for claiming Social Security just may not apply to you. You may think that delaying your benefits as long as possible will yield more income, but for some people, that's just not the case. So which strategy do you follow that could really help you and your family benefit the most? If that's a question that's on your mind and how it could impact everything else, then that is why you are a perfect candidate for what we call our free customized Social Security analysis.
And again, this analysis can be done over the phone or a web-based conference. It's that easy. And this analysis will show you the exact timing that could help you get more income from Social Security. It can help you avoid triggering higher taxes and doubling your Medicare premiums. Plus, it can help you understand and explore some of those other benefits, spousal benefits and disability benefits, and some of those other things you may apply for that you may not even realize that you qualify. So again, it starts by scheduling 15-minute phone call. So if you've saved more than $100,000 this morning for retirement and you've not yet filed for Social Security, be one of the first 10 callers to schedule time to get your free analysis now at 615-619-1615. And again, what you learn in this free analysis could help you avoid those all too common mistakes that cost 96% of Americans more than $100,000. Get this free analysis by calling 615-619-1615. Again, that number, 615-619-1615.
Well, interest rates are at record lows and doesn't seem to be an end in sight. How are you going to generate income in retirement? We're going to talk about what your options are when we come back. Stick around.
thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Do you feel confident in your retirement plan? Are you ready for a change? Give us a call today at 615-619-1615. We could help you save thousands of dollars in taxes in retirement. 615-619-1615.
Well, how will you pay for your retirement? Will you be withdrawing money from your savings and investments every month to pay for your expenses? Or are you going to have a plan, a written plan, to generate income throughout retirement, where your money is working for you to churn out income every single month like clockwork?
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Ben Christie, today we're talking about four steps you must take now to ensure your retirement ready, that you are ready for retirement when it comes. So coming up in this segment, we're going to talk about how you could build a bulletproof income plan in retirement. Plus, we're going to explore some surprising options that can make your money last as long as you do. So from MarketWatch, recent study from Allianz states that 6 out of 10 people, so 60% of people, say they're afraid of running out of money before they die. And so running out of money, it could be a real threat, and it could be a real threat for many people. But fear is not one of those things that we just want to ignore. Now, of course, we don't want to make decisions out of fear either, but fear can be a good motivator for us. It can cause us to take action, to dig deeper, to find more information. And so we want to talk about one thing that can help alleviate that fear if you have a fear of running out of money, and that's income. And so step four this morning, and a very important step, is creating a bulletproof income plan as part of your overall retirement game plan, Pete.
Yeah, I mean, it just used to automatically be there for people. Now they have to build their own. So what are you doing to build your bulletproof income plan? You see, in retirement, it's all about income. Income is the outcome. In fact, Ben, when it comes to real estate, what are the three words? Location. I had to wake Ben up.
I was ready to say income. I was right there.
You were trying to get ahead of me. Location. So what does Tony Robbins say the number one word is for retirement?
Income.
That's
where
it.
I was going with you.
So knowing where your money will come from every month, have you built a plan? Do you know how to do that? What about the sequence of withdrawals, the sequence of returns? What are good income generating accounts versus just high growth? See, successful retirements are not built on how many assets you have and not how much you've saved. It's built on your ability to generate sustainable, reliable income throughout all of your retirement and have a diversified income plan. The balance says during your prime earning and savings years, your investment portfolio should be, focused on growth stocks and growth funds, shares that are expected to steadily increase over a period of time. But as you retire, now you need to shift the emphasis to income-generating assets, including stocks that pay regular dividends, bonds that pay interest, and many other investment products that we have access to that, again, can provide weekly, monthly, yearly retirement income.
Well, that's true. And, you know, it's interesting, Ben, you started the segment talking about how Allianz had a recent survey that said 6 out of 10 people were concerned about their income for the future. Well, I would bet if they took that survey again today after the last 6 weeks, that number would be significantly higher because people were not prepared for this. And, you know, one of the things that I did in a recent interview with Channel 4, the girl that was interviewing me asked about this unprecedented event. She said, this is unprecedented. Well, guess what, folks? Let me tell you what I told her, and I'll say this again. Coronavirus and what we're going through right now is not unprecedented. The tech stock bust in 9/11 was called unprecedented. Lehman was called unprecedented. Now coronavirus is called unprecedented. Guess what? Unprecedented happens in the economy. They're all a little bit unique, and they provide certain options and opportunities and issues, but income, if you're retired, should not be one of them. So unprecedented is not going to just happen now. Unprecedented is going to continue to happen periodically throughout your retirement. That's just the fact. So the question is, do you understand the difference between accumulation and deaccumulation? We often think of retirement finances as kind of a two-phase process. You devote several decades generating income and saving money Then once you've retired, you devote another few decades to spending that same money. Hmm. But it doesn't have to be that way. There are several ways to continue getting paid after you've cleared out of your office. Diversifying your sources of your retirement funding will take the pressure off your nest egg and could potentially insulate you from these unprecedented market times and volatilities that we're seeing. And in some cases, they're also going to provide some non-financial benefits. But again, you've got to be willing to look at your situation, the opportunities that are there today.
Well, Pete, you started to go here earlier, but the retirement landscape and the environment we're at today is very different than where it was. I mean, used to be you had the what we call the three-legged stool of retirement, right? You had your Social Security benefits, your traditional employer pensions, and then the third was savings. And of course, now traditional employer pensions have really just kind of gone away. So you're left with what doesn't really work is a two-legged stool. And so any amount of pressure is going to knock that stool over. And then on top of that, we're living long. We've talked about the number of people that are 100 years and older that are living a lot longer. So now our retirement has to sustain us for longer periods of time, in some cases, three decades or more.
Yeah, and I mean, most people have their money in two different places, the stock market or the bank. In the stock market, we've seen declines all the way down to 37%, and then they pop back up some, but they're still down for the year. And then interest rates at the bank had been climbing for the last couple of years, and now they're brought back to zero. So that's out of the picture. So where do we go? You need to work with a financial firm that actually has access to all different types of products and accounts, because when one thing is not a good option, there's always three or five things that are a good option that you could consider. And so that's why us helping you maximize your Social Security income. If you have a pension, you're lucky enough to have one, then maximizing that. Looking at what are the best dividend stocks, bonds, real estate investments, annuities, bank notes, interval funds, et cetera, all the different tools that are out there in the toolbox, John, because at any given time, they're not all bad. They're not all going to pay no interest or no income to you, right?
Well, that's exactly right. But I think it's really important, Pete, and we've talked about this for 20 years, and this philosophy has not changed through all the ups and downs of the market. This is what we truly believe, is that if you're retired or if you're close to retirement, you got to have an income plan. The good news is there are some surprisingly attractive options to generate income today, right now. Options that you may not even know exist. Mm-hmm. You can find out how with our free retirement income analysis. In this free analysis, you're going to discover the different opportunities that could help you and your family generate more income in retirement while potentially reducing your risk. There's no sales pitch. There's no products for sale, and it doesn't cost you a dime other than a few minutes of your time.
Absolutely. A few minutes of your time, because this analysis can be done over the phone or web-based video conference. It's that easy. So again, it all starts with just simple 15-minute phone call. So give us a call to schedule that, 615-619-1615, or you can always email us, retire@beaconcm.com. And what you learn in this free analysis can help you retire sooner than you thought possible, or dramatically upgrade your lifestyle in retirement as well. 615-619-1615.
Yeah, so our time is up, unfortunately, for today. It always seems to go by so fast. We hope you had as much fun listening and gained some great information as we did sharing our thoughts with you. Feel free to call us anytime. That number one last time, 615-619-1615, to learn how we might be able to help you.
Well, you know what else, Pete? They can always go online too. You can go online, hop online, BeaconCM, C as in cat, M as in Mary.com, or you can email us, and that's retire@beaconcm.com. Well, until next time, this has been Christy here in studio with Pete Benson and John Maxson from Beacon Capital Management. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies, and always remember, peace of mind in retirement requires what, Pete?
A plan. Plan.
Investment advisory services offered by Beacon Capital Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Any reference made to protection, safety, or lifetime income are generally related to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing carrier. This show is for informational purposes. It should not be used for the basis of making investment decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet individual needs. Beacon is not affiliated with any other entities referenced in this broadcast. This radio show is a paid placement.